Hi there, everybody. Winter driving season. I know it's raining today, but just work with me. All right. It is winter. Reckless drivers are everywhere. You've seen the accidents. Last week, we got two snowflakes. There were 17 pileups. If you are injured in an auto accident, there is one attorney you need to hire. It's David Feminino. Pick up the phone right now. You can talk to David personally by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. 855-65-CRASH, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Just fantastic. Wednesday, we are here. We are ready to rock. We have lots to do. We're going to get to Lions a couple different ways. There is momentum with Ben Johnson trending away from the team. We'll talk about it. It could be a surprising destination. And I also have what I think is the root of all evil with college football. And I need to see if Rico agrees, disagrees, or just simply doesn't give an F. Also, congratulations to Rico Beard. We're not going to talk about why, but I'm just proud of you, and I want you to know that. All right, so.
I will walk out of here.
Busting your balls. Relax. Take it easy. Wow. Wow. Rico is not happy.
I will walk out of here.
I was just congratulating you on you look great today.
It's a preemptive. So, you. I don't think I had to worry about Katie.
Rico will be operating the melting moment stand at the Breslin tonight. Okay, congrats. Now listen, let's move forward. David has a question, and I don't really like starting shows this way, but David is like, look, I'm not going to tell you about it, but I have something I have to ask you to start the show. If you know me, you know I don't like surprises. Just say what you got to say, and let's just keep it moving. Well, David wanted to get all cute today, and he's got his fashion glasses on. So I don't know what to expect, but I'm willing to listen. Now, what is it you want to ask? And I'm going to take Rico's approach. If this is uncouth, I'm going to walk up out of here.
Okay. No, not uncouth at all. At least I don't think so. So I haven't really been saying anything to anybody. I mean, you're not my doctor, so
oh,
I don't
Jesus.
Really need to say anything to
are
you.
Are you about to make this
nope.
heavy?
No, not oh, about okay. to make it heavy. But for the last 6 months, I just have not been able to sleep, meaning I've been going to sleep at like 3 o'clock in the morning on a pretty regular occasion and then getting right back up at 6 to take my son. It's just been a struggle, man. And
is that why your performance is suffering?
I've been looking some things up, and I'm thinking of going to the gummies to help me sleep. I think I need something. I need something to help, man.
Oh, my God. This is the...
I need it. Oh, I need a dong bong or something.
No. Hold on a minute. That's not... You've lost Rico. Wait a minute.
I should have left.
Hey, you want to go back in time about 90 seconds? Hold on. Now, I'm happy to take you through this, but wait a second now. Because what I'm not going to do is have your uncle showing up at my house with both of his bow ties all pissed at me.
See, that's the part that I worry about with this. I don't want to be in a state. I don't.
People, here's what we got to do. People help me with this. Because I know where this is going to go, Rico. Okay, David, first of all, there has to be, people have to shift their mindset with what we look at as drugs or medicine. Mm-hmm. All right? You're not smoking the toad here. Right. You know, you're not doing DMT. You are taking a weed gummy to go to sleep. How is that different than melatonin? How is it different than if you had gone and gotten a prescription for Ambien?
So you're not, basically David's not trying to become Snoop.
No, it's a different, because you're not taking that type of gun.
Right.
David's not going to come in here and be like, oops.
Preemptive strike. I'm just saying, like.
I'm having number 5.
Yeah. You know what? Let's order some Taco Bell.
Well, David, all right. David, what do you know about it?
Not much. I've been looking up a little bit, just
First of all, I can bring it to you. Second of all, here's what I would say. This is how it works with weed gummies to go to sleep. I can't speak to the Evan Jenkins slot machine gummies. That's a whole different vibe.
I like Evan in Vegas on those.
I do too. Even though he's our producer and we could get knocked off the air at any moment, I don't even care. Like, have as many as you like. But the sleepy gummies, here how this is going to work. This is after the kids go to bed. This is after. Literally, the only thing you should be doing after taking this is if you want to brush your teeth.
Okay.
This is after you kiss your wife, or in your case, you just can't stop. The point
is... So when I get home from work, I shouldn't just... All right, let me take it. Let's go.
No.
Okay.
No. This is in bed...
Well, if you hate your family.
Right. This is in bed Dracula mode. You're in bed... I don't know what you're doing. You know, I don't want to get involved in your world where there's a kid every 9 months. I don't know. But good night, honey. Game over. Have a great night. Lights out. Gummy.
But there's different levels to what you get,
and I'm
going to
help you through it. The general packaging is going to be 20 milligrams of gummy. You do not want to take the whole thing on first rip. You're going to get yourself some real problems, and we'll see you next Tuesday. What I would suggest is cut the gummy in thirds. Now, they used to be 10 milligrams, and you could just bite the gummy in half, 5 milligrams, good night. Perfect starter pack. But just view it like three pieces. Start and just cut a third and go to sleep.
How long does it take?
Me? I'm out in 10 minutes. But, David, the gummies that you're going to buy, they're all going to have, like, sleep logos on there or counting sheep or... a crescent moon, and their indica. That's it. Indica in the couch.
That's what someone just said.
That was Evan was like, just remember, in the couch.
But what what I would say is, here's the deal. Do not take too much to start. Go slow with it. You'll find a comfort zone. You will build up a tolerance at a certain point, and you're going to bump it up again. But what I don't think you should be judged for in the church, this is my problem with religion, you're going to have a bunch of old-ass ladies up there down at Tireman. Mm. Oh, well, the pastor's a drug addict.
I don't think that's listening, so I think I'm good.
That is not how this works.
You come past a Snoop.
Right. Oh, look, it's Snoop-a-loop-a-doop-a. Mm-hmm. No. But, David, do you... here's what I would do. I will bring some to you Friday.
What is Daxer you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
You might think financial crime is all about money, but sometimes it ends in murder. I'm Nicole Lappin, host of Money Crimes, a Crime House original podcast. Each episode features a thrilling story about the dark side of finance and how to protect yourself from it. Follow and listen to Money Crimes, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I think you should try this on the weekend because you may have a reaction where Papa Bear may be out for a full 8 hours.
Okay.
So is this like youngest child related or you're just up?
He's had enough of being a father. That's what this is. Don't you get it?
No. I'm just up, man. My mind can't stop after a game. I'm not like, oh, the game's over. I'm ready to go to sleep. No, I'm looking things up. I'm trying to listening to press conferences. And then it's 3 o'clock in the morning.
Do you know what happens when you take these? That all goes away.
Okay, that's what I
mean. The other thing that has always helped me ever since I really started prioritizing sleep. David, there's different techniques, and whether it's breathing techniques or what you're doing with your mind, you combine a gummy with a technique, and you're out. It's game over. 10 minutes, you're done.
That's what I need.
And you won't wake up. You're out.
Yeah.
It's game over. You wake up the next morning. I'm telling you, I'm happy
so
to bring
I
them
will
to you.
Wake up the next morning.
Yeah, David, okay? You're not doing crack. It's a weed gummy, and it's designed to go to sleep. What'd you just say?
I said, okay, Whitney.
I didn't say take it in the bathtub.
Take the whole thing and bye-bye.
Yeah, David, here's 100 milligrams in a bathtub with a plugged-in toaster. Probably not going to work. Are you serious about this?
About taking it?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, I am.
He is. He's been talking about this for a while. I didn't think we would take it to the air, but yes.
Why not?
I talked to Kenny about it.
Because I was just like, David,
but there's nothing. Look at Calvin Johnson. Calvin Johnson is...
Owns a bunch of stores. Right.
Listen, there's weed to have a good time. I don't mess with that. That's not for me. I don't need altered state at this point in my life. But to go to sleep, yeah, because I don't want to have to take Z-Quil. I don't want to have to take melatonin. So and I will not take Ambien.
So you're out like a light for like 8 hours?
Game over.
Okay. So you're like you wouldn't take one to go on a plane?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Because I'm telling you, that thin air... And that,
trust
that
me.
That little condom in the sky, I would never add substances to that.
You remember when I had the guy out, had the seizure? Yeah, I think he had overdosed on the gummies.
Well, and then you tried to take his seat because he was in a Comfort Plus.
Well, he was gone at that point.
Yeah, you're like, tag him and bag him. Can daddy have this seat?
Scoot over. I want to take him and sit here now.
I'm like, well, technically, nobody's sitting in the seat.
The guy's dead.
Everybody was like, well, sure.
So, listen, can I... If I have strayed, or if you agree with what I'm saying, can I get the weed gummy army to give us a buzz here? We're going to get to the Lions, but this is David's question. I think David should not allow the church to pressure him or make him feel like a pariah. No, David, I don't even view it as drugs. I just view it as an herbal supplement to sleep. All right, you're not Lamar Odom taking off-brand boner pills. It's a weed gummy.
You're going to go. No,
you're going to go to sleep. It's great.
And that's all I need. I just need sleep, man. Regular, nightly sleep.
And how long have you been not sleeping?
He said 6 months.
It's been 6 months. It's probably been longer than that, but wow. Yeah.
Jesus, man. Yeah, I would take the weed gummy before I ever went to the doctor and got a prescription for any of the poison they want to put in you.
See, that's what I don't want to do the Ambien. I do have family members that take it. I don't want to do that.
That's the stuff you hallucinate, right?
That's what Tiger was taking before he was banging pancake waitresses.
That was Mel Gibson.
The phone call.
Yeah, He would just do that and turn racist.
I wouldn't. Okay. You imagine David just starts with all of his anti-white rhetoric. David sounds like he has Tourette's in the middle of the night.
And Kenny, here's what I have.
Kenny Cotts, people. So look, my vote is yes. And if you want, I'll bring you some stuff. And David, you got to be an adult. Don't. I'll even handwrite a note on instructions. It'll be fine.
I got nothing for you, David. I don't use
now,
it.
Now, David, there is a type of gummy you can take. Like if you have anxiety or you get like the Sunday scaries, if you will.
No, I don't do that.
You know, if you really...
What are the Sunday scaries?
Just the thought of coming in here.
Oh.
Then you're just like... I don't have that. You know, there is that. I mean, you can go whatever level you want. There is a wide breadth of outcomes before you go Evan slot machine. Right. That's the end of the rainbow.
See, Evan makes it look so fun. Like Evan, he's like, I can't try it, Evan, but you make it look fun.
You also have to understand the sheer volume of weed Evan can
ingest. Stages. He goes in stages, and I'm like, take a walk with him on the strip, and you see the different stages come out as the walk progresses.
It's a lot like DiCaprio and Wolf of Wall Street with the drool stage and all that. Yes. That's Evan's journey. It's just slightly different. But listen to me. I'll get you taken care of, okay? I think it is the best thing I've done for sleep, truly. Now, if you want to go messing around with your bed and stuff, it's up to you and the missus. Leave me out of that.
What about the blanket you told me about?
Oh, the weighted blanket?
Yeah, you tried
that? Yeah, but with the weed gummy, you don't even need it.
I don't think I want to do that. I'd rather do the gummy than the weighted blanket.
You're going to be fine.
I don't want to feel like I'm restricted.
David, you're going to be fine. I'm going to get you hooked up. We'll talk to the people about it here for a minute. We'll get to Ben Johnson and some momentum, apparently, with an NFL team to land him. We are going to talk about the Lions because I had a couple conversations with buddies of mine. And the way they're watching this game is a little bit strange to me. Come to find out, Kenny's the exact same. We're going to talk about that at 3 o'clock. And I want to discuss the true embodiment of evil as it relates to college football and see if Rico will bless this opinion. We got a lot to do today. But David, I'm actually happy you sideswiped the start of the show. I am a big proponent of this.
Well, David's a weed head, guys. There we go.
248. Next. Greater Life Church. Pastor's a drug addict. 248-539-9797. You're fine, David. It's not even drugs. It's ridiculous.